according to what the data tells you, including the risk-benefit ratio, particularly for the younger people who do not generally get as much severe disease as the elderly and others. So I believe that there's a good chance that as we get into the coming months, into the next year, that you will see the data pointing to the benefit of having a much broader blanket of people. We don't know that for sure now, and that's the reason why data are going to continue to come to the FDA, and they're going to continue to evaluate it.
In other words, we don't know. That's essentially what we're being told. We don't know. And that's what makes it so difficult, so incredibly difficult to predict, because it's all based on the data. And that's what's so infuriating for folks like me, that all I want is for the doctors to say, we don't know. And that seemed to be what Dr. Fauci was trying to say, although he couches it in scientific terms. I just absolutely hate that. I mean, it just drives me nuts. I'm just telling you. Still to come, by the way, we'll get a chance to hear from Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. He will join us just after 5 o'clock. And I'll find out what he thinks of Dean Heller's entry into the governor's race. We predicted, what, 3-4 months ago, that there would be a line around the block to run against this sitting governor, because his record has been so horrible. I mean, it's just been awful watching Steve Sisolak rule over the rest of us, closing us down. I'm simply stunned by the way this governor has failed everything. Dieter, there are people who are still looking to get unemployment benefits and they can't get it. And they changed the software, and they added people, and they changed directors. It's just, it's very, very frustrating. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I would love to hear from you. And what you thought of Dean Heller. I have always liked Dean Heller. He is a very friendly Northern Nevada sort of guy. There were some things he did that I did not like. Okay. I didn't like the way he treated the president, the then president. We'll talk about that. But we'll get to your calls coming up on the other side of the break. Is that fair? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let the gentleman Jim Dallas know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little extra love. We might even move you up in line. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on 670 AM KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up on 4:31 here on a Monday afternoon, and there is a crash to look out for there on the Beltway, 215 eastbound. It's before Gibson. Several vehicles are involved, and the right lane is blocked, so be careful, because that's real close to where you're merging on to Interstate 11 southbound. Also, Beltway congestion, 215 west at Gillespie, eastbound 215 at Valley Verde. You're only averaging about 35 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15, mainly between Sahara and Flamingo. And those lane restrictions downtown, very, very, very slow. Bumper to bumper, 515 east at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash, powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Good win for the Raiders yesterday. They knock off the Steelers 26-17. Up next, they'll host Miami next Sunday. The team making the decision to move on from cornerback Nevin Lawson. His two-game suspension is over, but according to NFL Network, the team is making the decision to release him. The regular season is over for the Las Vegas Aces. They pick up a win against the Phoenix Mercury yesterday, 84. 84-83. The game had no playoff implications as Las Vegas was already locked into the number two seed. They have a double bye, and they are not going to play another game for the next 9 days. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about a PC that'll help me get the most out of my day and my budget?
Staples Connect makes it possible with the tools you need to work from anywhere. And now get up to $200 off select PCs, like the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/17. In-store only. Limited.
So when life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako.
Head to Mako.com to book your appointment today.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love the idea of living in a community where our football team, our NFL team, is 2-0, unbeaten. And that is what we find ourselves with as the Raiders prevailed over the Steelers. We had to get up early, but it was worth getting up for. And gentleman Jim Dallas, I know, has been following the Raiders from day one. And it's got to be gratifying to see a team come out of the blocks like this and unbeaten.
Well, especially when you beat a couple of AFC North teams that made the playoffs last year. So that's always a good indicator of how good your team really is when you go up against a team that has been in the playoffs and has had some degree of success in the playoffs. So that's a good thing. I know people were concerned about Derek Carr. He kind of tweaked his leg a little bit, his ankle. They performed an MRI today. It looks like everything's going to be fine. But the latest that I saw that he will be listed as questionable, but I think head coach John Gruden believes that he is going to be playing.
Yeah, yeah. I would expect so. I'm just curious. We went from the first game where they played kind of a lousy, awful first quarter, first half, and then they came on the second half, and then we saw a more complete game. I think you tell me, you're the big football man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this, it was a more complete game than the first game.
I think it was, and I think we saw why the Raiders drafted Henry Ruggs III in. When they did, because there were a lot of wide receivers out there that they could have taken, and there were people that were critical. They said, hey, you could have had CeeDee Lamb. You could have had some of the other type wide receivers. But Henry Ruggs reminds old-time Raiders fans of Cliff Branch. Do you remember
Cliff
Branch? Yes, I do. He was a speedster. He would always outrun the defenders. And that's what we're starting to see with Henry Ruggs, and I think that's why the Raiders drafted him. He had five receptions for 113 yards and a touchdown, a big bomb from Derek Carr yesterday. So that's the strength of the team right now, especially when your starting quarter or starting running back, Jacobs, is kind of hobbled right now. Peyton Barber led the Raiders yesterday in rushing with only 32 yards. Okay, 13 carries, 32 yards. Run the math on that. What is that?
Yeah.
Two and a half per carry.
You don't have to be a math major to know that's not very good.
It's not very good. So we're going to be keeping our eyes. I don't think people are going to have to worry about Derek Carr. He's more than likely going to be playing. But are we going to get Jacobs back for this game against the Dolphins, which is coming up at Allegiant Stadium on Sunday? So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But, hey, it's nice to root for a winner, and they're really throwing the fans out there for a loop, at least the books are, because a lot of the underdogs came in yesterday. Did you notice that?
Yes. Yes, the dogs came home.
And that's always going to favor the sports books, because most of the bettors, even though they're giving up points, they're going to be going with the favorite team and rooting for them the whole time. But that wasn't the case yesterday, at least for at least a half a dozen teams.
Wow. Great to be 2-0. The unbeaten Las Vegas Raiders. That has a nice ring to it. Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass, always good to have him on the program. Stay where you are, more to do. Coming up, Judge Jeanine Pirro. And I tell you what, she took this real personally. The killing of 10 civilians in Afghanistan on the heels of our 13 fallen heroes in Kabul at the airport. It was very personal to her, and the killing of 10 civilians and our lame excuses, it's sad. It's incredibly, incredibly sad. But more than that, it weakens our standing in the world. We'll talk about that. And also Judge Jeanine Pirro on her own show spoke to that over the weekend. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed. Mr. Sisolak closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. And now, as more facts come out, it looks like much of the economic and emotional damage promoted by our current governor was unnecessary. So can you really trust Mr. Sisolak to protect your gun rights? Remember, this is a guy who made your COVID suffering worse. I don't think he cares about your right to own and bear arms. I'm Fred Simon, a working MD, a medical doctor, living in Douglas County. I will end the extreme and irresponsible policies enforced by reckless politicians. Learn more anytime and please join us at simonforgovnv.com. simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer
expense. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was amazing getting a chance to watch Judge Jeanine over the weekend and how the killing of 10 civilians in Afghanistan, in her view, weakens our standing in the world. In fact, let's go to cut one. This is Judge Jeanine from Fox News Channel. Here it is.
So after the killing of our 13 service members lined up like sitting ducks in an open area because you decided to give up Bagram, you had to do something to look good. So you cover up, lie, double down on your so-called success. And for anyone who's interested, this is how terrorists are created. And here's the kicker. These woke fools will not require any heads to roll. No one will be fired. No one will be demoted in a government where the only thing that matters is identity politics. Consequences for incompetence? Unheard of. They tell you how successful the exit was from Afghanistan. They got 120,000 out, but only 5,500 were Americans. Who knows who the others were? And they take the credit for veterans who risked their lives yet again to bring back Americans by a president who lies to our faces saying he will leave no one behind? Biden either has ice running through his veins or simply doesn't care about anyone but himself and his family when he callously says, we left 10% behind. Yet these leftists continue to trash former President Donald Trump. At least he had the skill and the foresight and determination to take out the worst terrorists like Soleimani and Baghdadi. He had the skill to carry out a surgical strike in Syria to protect children from chemical weapons, the skill to drop the mother of all bombs on ISIS caves in Afghanistan. And everyone respected us when he was president, and they paid their dues, they paid their share. No one laughed at us like China and Russia are laughing at us now. The UK Parliament has held Joe Biden in contempt for his Afghan withdrawal. And experts tell us there is no way the British Parliament will vote for military cooperation with the United States under the Biden administration. And yesterday, France, one of our longest allies, in an unprecedented show of anger, pulled their ambassadors out of the United States because for the first time ever, because they deemed the U.S.'s behavior was unacceptable between allied partners, all this over a submarine deal and promises not kept by these Americans. And these delusional fools pontificate and tell us the world loves us and the world respects us.
We once again are rising in prominence around the world as a place of refuge. We're being celebrated. We're leading.
Every single one of you should be fired or resign. You are all an embarrassment to America. Heads must roll.
I love it when Judge Jeanine gets a little fiery. And she's right, though. This thing that we've been hearing from the Biden administration, it's just a crock. I mean, it really honestly is. Oh, no, we're respected around the world. You know, I'll be honest with you. I would much rather be feared than honored or, you know, mainly because you're seeing right now what's happening with Macron in France, and you're seeing it elsewhere around the world. We are not revered. We are not feared. They're laughing at us. They're absolutely laughing at us. By the way, this is so amazing. I don't know if you watch the Sunday shows. We have an agreement on our program that essentially we will watch the Sunday programs for you. You don't have to, you know, get up early on a Sunday morning. You just don't have to do it. We'll do it for you. All we ask is that you listen to our show on Monday. And seeing as you are, this is Tate Reeves, the governor of Mississippi. And this is cut number 4. And this is Tate Reeves, the governor of Minnesota, being pressed by Jake Tapper over COVID-19, that some of their numbers are spiking. And just listen to Jake Tapper and how Tate Reeves just kind of like flings it away. Here it is.
What occurred in 2020 as the Delta variant moves around the country, and it's going to happen. The president wants you to believe that this is the Delta variant is only affecting Republicans in red states.
Change anything?
That's just not true. That is not a fact. That is just not true. And so what you're going to see.
Mr. Governor, my point is this. You compare yourself to Israel.
Israel variant is going to continue to move around the country, and you're going to see fatalities rise in other states. And so here's what we need to focus on, Jake, okay? Let's focus on this.
But my question is, what are you going to do to change this?
The best way that Americans... the best thing for Americans to do to protect themselves from the virus, and again, we believe in personal responsibility. Individual Americans and individual Mississippians
make
good decisions to take care of themselves. The best thing that Americans can do, number one, is to talk to their doctor about potentially getting the vaccine, because in our state, some 89% of those hospitalized and some 87% of those who are of the deaths are actually coming from those who are unvaccinated. So the number one thing that you can do is you can talk to your doctor about getting vaccinated. The number two thing is, if you get the virus, and this is very important, if you get the virus, please talk to your doctor about the monoclonal
antibody treatment. You're not
going to
change anything.
That is the best way in which to do that. And unfortunately, the Biden administration continues to try to reduce the allocation to red states like Mississippi and Florida of that monoclonal antibody treatment.
Governor,
it's outrageous.
Governor, if Mississippi were a country, you would have the second worst per capita death toll in the world. And I'm saying, are you going to do anything to try to change that?
Jake, as I mentioned earlier, deaths, unfortunately, are a lagging indicator. Our total number of cases went from 100 to 3,600, and over the last 2 weeks has declined. They have been cut in half from 3,600 to 1,800.
See, and that's the simple answer, but Jake Tapper didn't want that on State of the Union. No, he all he wanted to do was interrupt, and I just hate that. I just hate that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. As a very politically active union, what does he think of Dean Heller jumping into the race for governor? And I'm not sure whether they've supported Dean Heller in the past, but it'll be interesting to see if they do in the future. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
I'm Mark Shear with the Las Vegas Raiders. I just want to say what a pleasure it's been to not only serve on the board of the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce, but to be a member. This chamber does a fantastic job of making sure our voices are heard in Carson City, our voices are heard locally. There's no quicker way to get plugged into the pipeline of Las Vegas to join the chamber here. If you're a small business looking to add a 401k, health benefits, or need help coming out of COVID-19, give a call to the Las Vegas Chamber. They can help.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, there's a big talk about the need for a booster shot with the coronavirus. Dr. Francis Collins. In fact, let's go to cut two real quick, see if we can squeeze it in before we get to the top of the hour. Dr. Francis Collins is director of the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, and he was on Fox News Sunday, and he talked about the need for a booster shot. Listen to this.
We're going to see what happens in the coming weeks. It would surprise me if it does not become clear over the next few weeks that administration of boosters may need to be enlarged. Based upon the data that we've already seen, both in the U.S. and in Israel, it's clear the waning of the effectiveness of those vaccines is a reality, and we need to respond to it.
In other words, this deal of only folks 65 and older will end up getting the booster immediately. But this will end up being something that will be widened out. And he says in the next few weeks.